education, learners at Ejiofor Boys Primary School in Arua City are being taught under harsh conditions due to the delayed response in roofing one of the classroom blocks that was deroofed late last year.
Classrooms at Ejiofor Boys Primary School in Arua City are choked with learners piled following the delayed response by city authorities in roofing the deroofed block. The school under foundation boarding of Arua Catholic Diocese witnessed one of its two classroomed block that once housed the primary 7 and 6 classes blown off by heavy wind accompanied with a storm last year. According to Victor Alioni, the head teacher of the school, they have no option but to combine classes affecting school enrollment.
I took a copy of letter to IU division and a copy of which I also took to Arua City. From that time up to date, we have not received any positive response. A tiny classroom like this cannot accommodate 100 candidates. We have registered so far 75 and the room is full.
Gabriel Yadriko, the chairperson of the school management committee, admits that the school has no resources to handle the matter alone, and yet learning continues to be affected in the school.
Up to now, we are still suffering. We don't have the materials to roof this house. I don't pray that God will help us. We roof this house so that our candidates enter in this classroom block.
The town clerk of Ivo Division, Geoffrey Mugomba, clearly states that the council has no intervention as they don't have a budget for emergencies.
We have no budget for anything like an emergency. When we received this catastrophe, we communicated to the city so that the city could communicate to the office of the Prime Minister, because the budget for disasters and emergencies solely lies in the office of the Prime Minister.
However, Father Emmanuel Asega, the Diocesan Education Coordinator, says efforts are being made by the diocese to rescue the situation.
Government procedures are sometimes very long. If we are pressed hard and we keep on waiting, it will cause our own children to suffer. So I guess the head teacher convened an emergency meeting and they should come with an immediate action plan and share with us so that we can put hands together and try to put the roof.
Arua Diocese estimates that to completely roof the classroom block requires about 20 million Ugandan shillings. I am Sande Amandi, reporting for Radio Parties.